Have you ever wished on a gloomy day that you could simply will away the rain or miraculously break a foreboding cloud cover? Well, organizers of a recent Paul McCartney concert in St. Petersburg, Russia, did just that. Employing an atmospheric trick known as cloud seeding, they averted rain, enabling the former Beatle to play some of his sunnier songs.
I need to laugh, and when the sun is out, I've got something I can laugh about. I feel good. In a special way, I'm in love and it's a sunny day. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
Well, joining us now to help explain how they created some artificial good day sunshine there in Russia is Tony Granger, a professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of North Dakota. He's with us from his office in Grand Forks. Welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Thank you.
So they seeded the clouds to get it to not rain?
Well, normally they do seed to make rain. And the whole idea behind cloud seeding is to make large particles within a population of small particles such that some of these can get big enough to fall as raindrops. If you this is normally done by cloud seeding either with silver iodide or dry ice.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to put a lot of ice particles in the cloud, making a lot of small particles, none of them would get big enough to fall out as precipitation, and I think that's what they were aiming at.
So, as opposed to making rain, which farmers do this all the time, or at least hope for it, they were avoiding rain. I didn't know that it could go either way.
Well, there's been a lot of experiments done with trying to increase the rain. And very few with trying to actually prevent it in the fashion that was described by the Russians. There's only been one program that I'm aware of in this country, at least, that they tried to do that, and that was having to do with lake effect snowstorms, trying to overseed the clouds such that you didn't get these big downpours of snow in a relatively small area. The idea there was to see if you could spread it out over a wider area.
Buffalonians would be particularly interested in that.
Right.
Did it work?
Not very well. Generally, cloud seeding is a difficult thing to demonstrate under the best of conditions. What appeared to happen in the case of lake effect snowstorms was instead of getting these very large ice crystals that fell out of snow, you got a lot of small ones that aggregated and fell out pretty much in the same spot.
So not too much difference. Still 9 feet of snow in Buffalo.
That's right. Exactly.
Any legal implications? What if you make it rain on Farmer Brown's farm and Farmer Smith gets upset?
Well, the downwind effects, this has also been investigated, and generally if it looks like it, you create additional rain in one spot, that effect just gets smaller and smaller as you go downwind. So it's not like you're robbing Peter to pay Paul there. It tends to be just a less and less effect as you get away from the primary target area.
And obviously, in terms of creating rain, you've got to have clouds up there in the first place before you even try to seed them.
Oh, absolutely. No clouds, obviously. Cloud seeding doesn't make any sense.
As you look at the Russian experiment, or I guess it was more than an experiment, I guess it worked, but as you look at what they did, there aren't all that many. If there was a big ball game coming up, you'd want to make sure it wasn't a rain out.
Well, all you have to do is prove that it works. And in this particular case, you can say, yes, it didn't rain, therefore we were successful. On the other hand, there have been clouds that have existed in the past that did not rain. So what you ended up accomplishing is not really very clear unless you do some sort of a long-term statistical analysis of it.
Tony Granger, thanks very much.
You bet.
Tony Granger is a professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of North Dakota. He joined us from his office in Grand Forks, North Dakota. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.